Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We got a Mark in Clinton Township. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, Van Gundy, I mean, come on. It's a joke. Year one, 32 wins in a year where a team with 37 wins, New Jersey, makes the playoffs. They don't even sniff at it. Year two, gets in, gets swept. Last year's debacle, and then this year. The whole thing's a joke. The guy drones on his players everywhere he's gone. That's his coaching history. He doesn't manage egos well. He got the keys to the car for this thing when he came in, and everything that you see on the court is his creation. He's awful. The guy needs to go. It just needs to be blown up. I mean, I don't even want to see what they could be with Reggie and Griffin on the floor. What are they going to get, the seventh seed or something like that? Get beat again? It's a joke. It's time to blow it up. It's awful. No, no, no.
Well, look, I mean, I get exactly where you're coming from. I'll play devil's advocate here a little bit. It seems to me like there's enough evidence to see that Reggie was actually a plus for this team. They went 27-18 when he was healthy. They only played four games with Reggie, Andre, and Blake Griffin. So can Gores, you know, would he look at that and say, you know what, we're going to give you this last chance with this core? And would that be fair? I mean, I say this all the time. The Pistons aren't in the biz about teams. And I'll say it about the Pistons here. They aren't in the business of keeping Stan Van Gundy employed and justifying that. They're in the business of winning basketball games. So it's perfectly justifiable to let the man go. I do think that it's worth exploring, whether it's Van Gundy as coach or not. And they're kind of forced to because they don't have a whole lot of different options to go. There's not a lot of different directions they can go. They basically have to hope that their version of it, I'm putting them in air quotes, the big three, can make them competitive in the East. They have to hope that.
Yeah, they do. But do you want to move on with the guy who hasn't been able to win?
Not particularly. If they keep him, I'll think that that's their reasoning. But if this push comes to shove, I'd let him go. 248-539-9797. Enough. Get Stan Van out of here. He hasn't done anything well since he's been in charge, and he's screwed us over in the future. This isn't a debate. Kick him to the curb. That's from an unnamed texter. Best plan for the Pistons, remove SVG as GM this offseason. Keep him as coach for next season. If the team is bad, fire him and hire David Fizdale or Frank Vogel. I mean, I personally think David Fizdale's great.
Take that for data.
Because he gave us one of the great quotes of the year.
That's a great quote.
248-539-9797. D is next up. Hi, D.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, just on the Pistons. I mean, since Van Gundy's been here, I mean, this team hasn't had an identity. And it's just falling from there. He never really improved on anything that we needed to improve on. And it's almost like as the owner as well. The owner as well has pretty much no idea in terms of what he wants or what his trademark is, just as well as Stan Van Gundy. We had the idea that there was going to be a lot of threes being shot, and that hasn't came about. Are we defensively? Are we a defensive team? I mean, you just look at the eye test, and it's not there. And he hasn't, from year to year, he really hasn't improved on anything that he's put down. Like I said, the team has no identity whatsoever. And it's just an organization in disarray. It's like the blind leading the blind here. By Gore being a new owner, we thought that, my impression was maybe Van Gundy could probably give him some help in terms of being an owner, but Gundy doesn't even know what he's doing as a coach. So
It's like
they have more questions than they have answers. And looking at it, there's no way for them to answer their questions. And that's pretty much what I have, fellas. Thanks.
Here's an interesting stat. The Pistons rank 16th in the NBA with 28.9 three-pointers attempted per game. It's tied with another team in the league, the Golden State Warriors.
Interesting.
Would not have expected that. And Golden State made 11.
So who's better at it?
Golden State's slight. No. You're laughing, but here's the thing. Golden State made 11.3 out of 28.9. Pistons made 10.8 out of 28.9. It's not much of a difference. When you look at the three-point shooting between those two teams, the difference is everywhere else, and the player is knocking down shots from inside of three. But I would have thought the Golden State attempted many more three-pointers than that. But the Pistons, with that roughly 29 three-pointers attempted per game, it's middle of the pack when you look at it statistically in the ranker. But, you know, the fifth-place team was Cleveland at 32 a game. So, I mean, three more per game to be in the top five.
The Pistons, the three-point field goal percentage, Golden State has the best in the league, 39.1. Pistons, 37.3, ranked fifth. They're not bad from behind the arc.
No, they did improve it dramatically. I mean, Reggie Bullock was knocking them down. You had Tolliver knocking them down, and you know Kennard was knocking them down.
Well, one of the things about this team, though, there seems to be something fundamentally wrong with the mix of players. What they're trying to do and who they're trying to do it with just doesn't work. There's a lot of things that you can look at and say, well, that's good, or this is good, or that guy's good. They look good here. They look good there. But the bottom line is it's not working. It's not working.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.